time now on KROS for the River City Sports Review Show, live from Rastrelli's, 238 Main Avenue. KROS Sports Director Gary Detterman interviews local coaches and student athletes about their sports programs, what happened in last week's game, and what's up next for their teams. The River City Sports Review is brought to you by First Gateway Credit Union with seven convenient locations to serve you. And now with the River City Sports Review, here is KROS Sports Director Gary Detterman.
And good evening, everyone, and welcome to Rastrelli's Football and Cross Country is what we're going to be talking about this evening. We've got a lot of cross country runners here. We're going to start with Alec Anderson, head coach of Northeast. Alec, didn't get a chance to catch up with you last week. Big win over MFL Marmac that got you into the playoffs. Tell us about that game.
Yeah, it was a pretty exciting game, back and forth. We'd score, then they'd score, and it was just all night, kind of just ground and pound for them, which we knew that's what it was going to be. They did have a couple of their guys get hurt, which then made them pretty one-dimensional, just kind of handing it off to their fullback. We were able to come up with a big turnover late to kind of seal it. Even one of the drives to put us up, we had a 4th and 7, and rather than kind of just hit the flat route, we took a deep shot, and Jade Milk came up with a long 30-yard catch, and then Maxon just kind of took it from there into the end zone.
Amazing. So, I mean, the kids had been excited to get into the playoffs again for Northeast.
Yeah, I mean, first year for me and being able to get in there, and it's not something that's easy to do. Granted, both teams were fighting for the same spot, so it was a literally win or go home for both of them, and they wanted to win. You could tell they were leaving everything that they had out there, and you felt a little bad for their couple guys who couldn't play, because you never know, that could have shifted things a different way, but we were lucky enough to come out on top.
So with that, you get the opportunity to face Iowa City Regina, and that was a daunting thing.
You know, it was, and I was kind of going back and forth doing some research, like how do you really even motivate a team when you're going against, you know, a powerhouse like that? And yeah, I believe they're number 2 or 3 in the, like, 1A, with some really good recruits that our kids know by name and all these things. And a lot of it came down to, you know, Army going up against Michigan. The Army coach isn't just going in there and saying, we're going to beat Michigan. Our goal was simply, can we win 3 downs in a row? If we lose one, let's start over and try to win the next one. And we were able to move the ball a little bit, but, yeah, they were big, physical, were able to rest guys, and it was just, it was a long night.
You know, the main thing is you came out of that game without anybody getting hurt.
Yeah, I mean, that was, since we've got a lot of multi-sport athletes, it was good to get in some younger guys even against them, because the one thing you can say about Regina is they'll get their guys their stats, and then they kind of get them out of there and let their JV guys play. So we were able to get some of our guys some playoff experience that are going to need to step in next year. And we're a relatively young team for who we graduate and what they played. So just even getting the playoff experience that we got against Regina, we view it as a good thing overall.
I was asking you before we went on if you've met with the players. You haven't done that as of yet. Do you meet with the seniors, or is it just the underclassmen?
You know, I'll probably still meet with the seniors and just let them know how much I appreciated them leaving the program in a better place. Yeah, that's got to be the whole goal of every senior class. Can you leave it just a little bit better, either culturally or just focus-wise, than it was the year before? So I'll thank them for that. But, yeah, this week's just been a lot of, you know, cleanup, getting equipment, trying to track kids down that still haven't turned stuff in, washing stuff, and just trying to get all that stuff turned in.
You know, like all Iowa high schools, these are multi-sport athletes. When do you really start getting them again for football?
Our goal would be to get a meeting in the spring, and then as soon as we can legally start that summer stuff, we'll start getting them in and hopefully get them into some 7-on-7s here this summer. And just really start working some of these younger guys that are going to have to take over in some key roles for us, a lot more reps and game speed.
And finally, your take on that first year as a varsity coach.
You know, it was exciting. I knew from talking with other coaches that I'm pretty close with, all the other minor things that go into it, from t-shirts to the web store to just all those little details you don't really think about. Luckily enough, I was able to have Jenna take care of most of the web store and do that, so it was one less thing. Pasta nights, we had parents step up and take that over, and I can't thank them enough, because then it just became coaching football, coaching the boys, and continuing to build the relationship that I've already had with them as a teacher and assistant.
A web store.
Yep, the web store order of ordering clothing for the season so parents can get kids' names and T-shirts to support the program.
All right, you excited about the next year?
I am, and I think our coaching staff really is too. You know, we graduate pretty much one starter on the offensive line, and then Cale Cleaver as another starter. Other than that, we're pretty much going to be fully back as a team.
Excellent. Very good. Appreciate the time. We'll see you sometime, I would imagine, during the school year.
Oh, I'm sure you will. You'll see at some basketball games or something.
There you go. The first Gateway Rick Credit Union brings you our River City Sports Review. Make your savings last beyond summer with a certificate of deposit at First Gateway Credit Union. Open a 6-month CD and earn 3.85% APY. Or a 12-month CD and earn 3.90% APY. Stop in one of their 7 locations in Comanche, Clinton, DeWitt, Holden, Morrison, Sterling, or Prophetstown for more details. APY is annual percentage yield. Limited time offer. Rates subject to change without notice. $1,000 minimum deposit required. Other rates and terms available. Early withdrawal penalty. Federally insured by the NCUA. Winkle, Parker, and Foster, their firm provides outstanding service to their clients because of their dedication to the 3 underlying principles of professionalism, responsiveness, and quality. At Winkle, Parker, and Foster of Clinton, they provide financial planning, tax services for business and individuals, accounting services, and QuickBooks services. Winkle, Parker, and Foster, certified public accountants and consultants. They are located at 1301 19th Avenue Northwest, just off the Mill Creek Parkway in Clinton. Welcome back, everybody, to Ristrelli's. We got a full house here. We got a couple of football coaches, and then we're going to get into a lot of cross country. Dustin Coy, did you ever run cross country, Dustin?
I did not. No.
Dustin Coy, head coach of the Comanche Storm. You had that long road trip to South Hardin. How'd the kids get off the bus?
Pretty good, actually. I know the score says 35-7, but honestly, I was happy with the way we got off the bus and played. We played hard. We played physical. It was a 7-0 game after the first quarter. And then they put some on, a couple scores on in the second quarter. We were able to move the ball. We got inside their 15 twice. We just didn't come away with points at that time. Just had some drive stall on us. But they, watching film, they score a lot on, like, big plays. They had a receiver that was averaging 28 yards per catch, running back, really good running back. And we made them earn it and work for everything. They only had one long play for a score all night, and really had to get them to sustain drives. And that's one thing we wanted to do, and we did that. But they were just able to kind of wear us down a little bit toward the end there. And they're a really good team. They're number 4 in the state for a reason. But honestly, a lot of people that watched it on the live stream too are like, "Wow, you guys are playing with them," you know? I'm like, "Yeah, we were. I mean, we came out on fire and." They're just a better team.
You know, what was the attitude of the kids after the game was over? I mean, to be 1 of 32 to get into the playoffs is outstanding.
Yeah, I mean, that's always, after the game, it's always, I never know what to say when it ends, you know, because you're not really ready for it to end because, you know, you always think you're going to win the game, right? But it's always hard, especially on the seniors, you know, that they sinks in that it's their last time and gets pretty emotional. But, I mean, they held their heads high. I mean, we made it to the playoffs, and that was one of our goals going in. And 5 out of the last 6 years, we've been in the playoffs, and they did a lot of work in the off season, especially that senior class, and it paid off.
Now, I asked Coach Anderson this, and I'll ask you. You get an opportunity after the season, I would suppose, to meet with the players, especially the underclassmen?
Yeah, actually, I'm getting all their study halls and all that stuff figured out today, and we will set up player meetings here in the next week or so. Just kind of talk to them about, you know, what they liked about this year, what they thought they did well, what they think they need to improve on. Obviously, we're going to have ideas for them as well, and just make sure that they're staying involved and being active in other sports as well, because we want them competing in other things. And obviously, at a small school, you don't want to focus on one sport because we need everyone. So just making sure they're getting active, doing something, getting in the weight room, getting after it that way.
So at those meetings, do you talk to the player about, you know, we might want to see you at this position or this is what you need to do?
Yeah, I mean, we have an idea of where kids are going to be at, and some of those positions they didn't play maybe this year, but we kind of thinking, you know, moving along. We've converted a lot of running backs / receivers to linemen over the years.
How does that go over?
Even quarterbacks with Mike Delzell. But
how does that go over?
I mean, you just have to try to sell it that, you know, like, yeah, hey, this is an opportunity for you to get on the field. You know, if you, I use the example, it was Jackson White a while ago, and he was like the seventh best receiver. But we needed a center, and he was a good long snapper. So I'm like, hey, I go, do you want to play, or do you want to be the seventh best receiver and not see the field? And he's like, I want to play. I go, all right, well, you need to play center then. And he did. You know, some kids will, you know, obviously not like it. But if they're a true good teammate, they're going to do what's best for the team. You just got to try to sell it that way.
Yeah, Mike Delzell went from center to quarterback.
Yeah,
right?
he went from quarterback center to quarterback.
Yeah. Because
he played quarterback pretty much his whole time growing up. And then his sophomore year, we needed a center. And he, again, I knew he was going to be physical. I knew he had the size to do it. And I didn't know if he could really snap. And I kept telling him, like, hey, you're going to be our center. And he kind of was like, what, are you serious? And I'm like, yeah, I'm being serious. And then he got on the field, and he played some linebacker that year, too. And
he did a heck of a job for you, quarterback.
Yeah, he did. He was an all-state quarterback the next year.
Yeah.
So, you know, it can be done, yeah.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
So what do you expect next year? I mean, what's coming up? I would imagine you know what's going on in the middle school.
Yeah, we the 15 seniors that are graduating, that's always tough to replace that. Our numbers aren't great right now, but, you know, I'm recruiting the hallways pretty hard right now, and I'll continue to do that and get some more guys out. But I think next year we definitely have to get guys in the weight room, get stronger, and get some certain kids out. But, it's going to be maybe kind of a little bit of a rebuild year. We're going to play some younger guys, I think, too, and kind of get them some exposure early on to the varsity level and go from there.
Good opportunity, I would imagine, for some of them.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we got a handful of freshmen that might be able to help us next year, sophomores, and maybe even some incoming freshmen that might be able to help us as well. And then we got, obviously, the sophomores and juniors coming back also.
As always, appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thank you for everything, Gary.
Back with Bora on the Ristrellis, at Ristrellis, on the First Gateway Credit Union River City Sports Review.
Doesn't it feel like the older we get, the quicker time goes by? Packing lunches for our kids turns into seeing them off to college or moving out on their own and watching their lives journey. An empty nest provides us time to reflect and plan. Hi, I'm Tina Lemke, owner of Lemke Funeral Homes. I would be honored to meet with you and discuss your end-of-life wishes. A pre-planned funeral eliminates the financial burden on your family and ensures your final wishes are carried out in a professional and dignified manner. Contact Lemke Funeral Homes, 242-2626.
Winter's coming fast. Are you and your car ready? At Tandem Tire, we've been keeping drivers safe for over 40 years. And this season, we've got you covered. From snow tires and tire rotations, battery checks, brake inspections, and full-service oil changes, we'll make sure your vehicle is winter ready. Plus, take advantage of special manufacturer rebates on select tires going on right now. Don't wait until the first snow hits. Stop in today at Tandem Tire. Call us or book online and drive into winter with confidence. At Tandem Tire, we know tires, we know service, and most importantly, we know you.
Welcome back, everyone, to Ristrelli's. Clay Waterbury across the table from me. We're going to see his team Friday up at Waller. The Rock Bowl, actually, at Loras College is where the game is going to be played. Clay, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Are you looking forward to the game as much as I am?
I am. We've had a great week of practice. We were hoping we would get another chance at Waller this season, and it came true, so we're really excited about it.
Let's go back to that ball game, because you told me that you were very proud of the way your kids competed in that second half. So what is the take from that Waller game for you?
Yeah, you know, and we've obviously watched that tape a lot over the last week of that game, and we didn't feel like we executed at a high level at all. So our game plan is completely different this time going through, and, you know, we feel like we're going to be able to go up there and execute at a higher level and hopefully come out with a win. But it was a battle, and like you said, the biggest thing I was proud of is just our kids' heart in that whole game. So I think, you know, the nice thing is we're going to go up there with the mindset and the belief that we can get the job done, and that's the biggest thing just for our program to be able to take those steps going forward.
you know, you bring up a very good point. Going into a game thinking, yeah, we can win this game.
Yeah, I mean, that was obviously the biggest obstacle of just coming into the season, you know, going 1-8 last year. And a lot of the, you know, even your classmates in the school are doubting, you know, what's going to happen during the season. And, you know, obviously started off with some non-district wins, and that was kind of just, I think we just kind of naturally grew confidence without even facing much adversity. And so that assumption game was the week before Wallert, and that was back-to-back weeks where we had two tough losses, and those were scars that have really helped us going forward.
And that last game, center point Urbana, that was not a given. I mean,
no.
You come away with a close win.
Another learning opportunity. You know, we talked about it on Monday. Every great football team has a gritty win where they end up just finding a way when they really shouldn't have been that close. And that's basically what we had on Friday night. And we learned a lot about ourselves in that game. And, you know, I was just proud of the boys. They had the ball first and goal on the 5-yard line with about a minute left, down four. And they went four and out, and that was huge for us because we were able to ice it after that. But, it came down to the very end, and we found a way, and kids had heart. And, you know, looking at the numbers, if we would have lost that game, then season would have been over. So that's just another testament of us just playing well in the fourth quarter, no matter what the score is.
You know, the athletes, you got to imagine, oh, boy, we get another opportunity to play a game.
It's been, I would say, probably our best week of practice. You know, we've had a lot of freshmen and sophomores at practice giving us great looks on the scout team, and all the coaches are energized. Everybody's, you know, pointing in the same direction. And so, yeah, I think everybody was excited for the opportunity for sure.
Busy with Clay Waterbury, head coach of Central DeWitt. You know, one thing you brought up earlier in the season was with this group, as you pointed out, 1-8. But they didn't quit on you. They practiced hard all year long.
Yeah, last year. Our last game was up at Manchester, the West Delaware game, actually. And, you know, one of my biggest regrets is we didn't have enough goal line plays installed that week. You know, we went up there and our kids played their butts off, and we actually set a record for tackles in a game with Max Bergmeier. And we got down to the goal line like twice, and it was just our kids played hard. And that was, you know, we were 1-7 going into that game, like you said. And it just, that mindset's really carried over to this year now, thankfully. You know, Coach Miller's done a great job with our offense, and we're starting to get some more touchdowns behind it. But really, the level, the attitude of play has not changed too much. It's just the results are there.
It was 17-12. Do you expect to score like that this time around, or what do you think?
Well, we hope our PAT field goal team at least is getting a couple there. So, that's a great question. I could see it being maybe a score too higher, both sides of the ball, and it being a game where it comes down to the 20s, and you know, maybe whoever has the ball towards the end. But we really like our 2-minute offense. We really feel good about when a team is playing that prevent type defense, you know, and we actually marched the ball down the field on them last time we played in that situation. And I feel really good about our offense, and I'm excited going forward. I think we'd be able to hopefully put some drives together, sustain them.
And it looks like the weather is going to be great for football come Friday. And hopefully the wind dies down a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I can't say much about that. Obviously, we usually check the wind forecast with the numbers we've been putting up this year every Friday going into the game. But we're always hoping for a nice day and no rain.
Very good. Appreciate it. We'll see you up there.
Thanks, Gary. Appreciate it.
All right, back with more on the River City Sports Review.
Make yourself at home with a mortgage from First Gateway Credit Union. Whether you're a first-time buyer or looking to refinance, they're here to help. Rates start as low as 5.473% APR. Savings federally insured by NCUA. First Gateway Credit Union is an equal housing lender. APR is annual percentage rate. Other rates and terms available subject to credit approval. Other restrictions may apply. Member NCUA.
The Clinton County Area's Solid Waste Agency offers responsible options in handling solid waste items. CCASWA not only offers landfill services, but also food container recycling, appliance, tire, and electronic waste recycling, yard waste composting, and also hosts a regional collection center for household hazardous waste for Clinton County residents. For more information on the variety of services that CCASWA offers, call 563-243-4749 or visit CCASWA.com.
Well, we're going to deviate from football. We're going to talk a little cross country. You got Ashlyn Appleby from Central LeWitt, sophomore, getting an opportunity. You're a sophomore, right?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Hold the microphone up there a little closer. You didn't go there last year, did you, to Fort Dodge?
I did.
You did. Okay, so what are you going to take from last year's experience?
I'm a lot more excited this year, and I'll be a lot more relaxed. I was just really tense and nervous last year, so I'm excited for this year because I'll know what to expect, and it'll be a lot more fun.
Of course, you're going to know the course a lot more. So what do you think of that course out there?
I really like the course. I feel like it's pretty flat, but there's a decent-sized downhill, which is really nice. So,
talk a little bit about your state qualifying meet. How did that go for you?
It went pretty well. We had pretty evenly matched competition, so it was really fun to get a race with, like, a pack, instead of having, like, kind of strung out like it usually is.
I would imagine you run into a lot of the same girls throughout the course of the fall season. Are there some girls that you kind of look at and this is who you need to be with?
Yeah, I do. It just really depends on who we're racing. Because when we go to some of our bigger meets, there's like a lot more 4A schools. So I'll usually pick out either like Davenport Central, PV, somebody that I can match up with and try to run with them.
Of course, you guys are in the Mississippi Athletic Conference now, so you're a big school. Come on. So what's it like running against those girls?
I really like running against those girls. The MAC meet is by far my favorite. It always goes super fast, and it's super fun to go, like, really compete for a spot in all conference.
As you pointed out, you went last year as a freshman. You had a good track season in the spring. Obviously, you must have put in some time and work over the summer. Talk about that.
I do put in a lot of time and work. It usually starts... I take 2 weeks off at the end of track season to recover, and then right after that, I get back into running and do a lot of cross training before the season really starts.
You know, strength is such an important thing.
It is. Lifting is a very important part of it. I lift quite a bit, too.
So do you have any goals set for what you want to do come Friday?
I do want to go sub-19 and maybe hopefully medal.
Would that be a school record?
Yeah.
All right, very good. Good luck out there.
Thank you.
Let's talk to your coach here a little bit. So, Katie, how long have you been handling the cross country program?
So I've been the head coach for the last 5 years, but I joined as an assistant in 2017. So it's been a few years, but the last 5 years as a head coach.
Of course, you had her older sister last year. And who's been some of the outstanding runners you've had the opportunity to coach?
Definitely the Appleby girls. And then also Carly Small and Julia Campbell. They were also our state qualifiers that we've had in the whole program since it's been a 5K. So,
you know, girls sports in the fall, you're up against volleyball, which is such a popular sport. Is that tough to get some cross-country girls?
We are always looking for new ones, especially in kind of a smaller school like us where you have to share athletes. Not so much with, I mean, yeah, I think, they do steal some of ours, but also we had to share with tennis this year. That was the first year sharing. So usually when we do have to share, coaches are very good about, you know, working together and making it possible.
I was so shocked, and talking to Coach Ratchie at Clinton, unbelievable they went to fall with tennis.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not good at all.
Yeah, they had some beautiful weather, but.
Well, it was pretty hot there at the outset.
Yeah.
So what's it looking like going in the future for your program?
You know, having... you know, some really strong runners like Ashlyn. I think she's really been a good role model for some of the other girls. We were faster this year than we have been in the past. When we look meet to meet, we're, you know, really shaving down some time. So I think we're heading in the right direction. I think it's a unique culture that we have. We created a little family. So hope that more can join.
So you are running Friday. It's in the afternoon.
Yep.
You don't want to get on the bus Friday morning and head on out to Fort Dodge.
No, we don't.
So what are the plans?
So we are heading out. The kids are getting out of class at about 11, going to get a short workout in, eat lunch at home, and then we'll leave town about 12:30 and head to Ames. We're going to stay overnight in Ames, and then we don't have to get up quite so early on Friday, so we'll be able to make that hour or so drive on Friday morning and just break it up a little bit that way.
All right. Appreciate your time. Best of luck out there to you, okay? All right.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more on the River City Sports Review, brought to you by First Gateway Credit Union.
Take advantage of the fall savings at Clover Hills Appliance and Mattress Center. Save on GE washers, dryers, refrigerators, ranges, and microwaves.
save on Sealy and Tempur-Pedic mattresses, along with Speed Queen washers and dryers. Don't forget their lowest prices on the area's largest selection of recliners and lift chairs. Hurry to Clover Hills Appliance and Mattress Center in Clinton and Sterling. With better prices and better service than the big box stores, you can't go wrong.
Oh, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. That's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policy. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Call 563-242-5432 to see Tim Hartsock, James Nye, and Jess Hartsock at Corvenz Insurance.
Welcome back, everyone, to Rustrelli's. We're going to stay with Central DeWitt. We're going to stay with Cross Country, and we've got the guys who went second, third, and fourth as Central DeWitt won the Williamsburg State Qualifying Meet. We'll start with the senior, Adam Wilkie. How close of a pack was it with you guys being second, third, and fourth, Adam?
Yeah, it was really close throughout the race, and that finish, we got really close together there with that 2-3-4. Me and Cole had been running the race together, and Kyle, we had stayed in the 2-3-4 basically the entire length of the race, so we all were there, and we were pretty confident that running as a pack, we would have good results with that. So with us packing together, that was really helpful.
You know, that's what coaches love, is when you can run in a pack. So, I mean, I would imagine this entire season has kind of played out that way.
Strangely, no. At the beginning of the year, there's a lot of distance between, you know, me and Kyle were at the front, and then there's a pretty big gap to those behind. But throughout the year, you know, as Cole, you know, this is his first year running cross country, so he's gotten a lot better, and he's closed that gap a lot. Just other members of our team, you know, we're really putting in the work, training hard, and we've all closed the gap. So I think, you know, at the beginning of the year, there's really big gap, and now I think we're a much more complete team when it comes to that.
As a senior, you've been in cross country, I would imagine, all 4 years. You've been to Fort Dodge. What's it going to be like going out for a final time?
Yeah, it's definitely going to be it's going to be great. Obviously, a little sad to end it out there, but I'm also great to go out there for a third time now. I never would have expected to be here 4 years ago when I first started, but now it's just going to make the most of the opportunity. Leave it all out there. Coach always says that before the race, and I plan on leaving it all out there. I know everyone else plans on leaving it out there.
So you've ran it. This is going to be your third time around that Fort Dodge course. What do you think of that course?
The past couple of years, I haven't liked it as much, but I think this year, definitely, with me planning on being towards the front, I think it's going to be a lot better, a lot more space once you're out there, because back in the pack, it's pretty crowded, and you don't really have a whole lot of opportunity to race with others. So I think going out there and being out in front with a little more space will be a lot better.
I know you run track. Do you do anything over the winter?
2 years ago, before my sophomore year, I did wrestling my freshman and sophomore year. And then last year, I decided I wasn't going to and focused on track. And while I really like doing wrestling, I think that was the right decision. I qualified for two events at the state track meet last year, and so that was training over the winter really helped. And so this year, I'm planning on having another great winter of training and hopefully, doing even better out there at the state track meet.
A final question for you, state cross country or state track, which one's more exciting?
I got to say state track. Just being in that blue oval with all the people around there, it's incredible, running around there, especially me and Kyle had the opportunity to compete in the mile, and that was just an incredible experience with so many fans there, especially on the last day. So it's I love state cross country, but state track is something else.
I love going out there, too. Iowa does it great. Four classes, girls, boys. It's amazing. Mm-hmm. 3 days. Bring it on over to Kyle, the sophomore, right?
Junior,
right? I always get the Olsen brothers wrong in their ages. So you went sub-16.
That's right.
What was that like?
I mean, it's pretty awesome. Did add a flat course earlier in the year, and I knew that was a school record, and I thought that was awesome. And then did it again later at our home meet in front of a lot of people that I knew, getting to win my first race ever in cross country and at a hillier course, and it was great.
So, I mean, did you get a sense early in the race that this was going to be a special run?
I mean, I knew I was moving for sure. I mean, it was hurting differently. I just got to that second mile. I'm like, well, just got to get through this last one and hope for the best.
You have been to Fort Dodge, of course. So what do you think of the course?
Not a huge fan of it. It's not too bad. I mean, I haven't ran great there so far. Always cold there, which I'm not a big fan of, but more excited this year for sure, more confidence, and I'm ready to compete.
Do you do any winter sports, Cal?
I've done basketball my 2 years, and I don't know if I'm going to do it this year. Probably not. But
you're ready for track?
Yep, I'm excited to do some winter training for track, focus more on that for sure.
What are you going to look at in track? I mean, 800, 1600, or what?
I mean, I'm going to try to do it all, really, do 800, 2 miles, 1600, and then whatever relay they want to throw me in.
Throwing in a 400?
Yeah, I love the 400.
That would be great. So, again, a junior. I got that right.
Yep.
So this year, building into your senior year, I know your dad ran at track, and so your mom, I think, also was at Wartburg.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, college probably going to be in your future, right?
Yes, for sure. I'm very excited about college.
You going to Wartburg?
I don't know about Wartburg. We'll see. I'll keep my eyes open. But, yeah, no, I think I definitely will for sure compete in college.
Okay, coming up on Friday then, are you guys all going to run together again? How's that going to work?
Yeah, I mean, we're all just going to get out fast. I know that there's going to be a few packs in the front. So I think the key out there is to work together as a team and move through. Always someone to pass, so.
Best of luck to you out there.
Thank you.
Throw it on over to the freshman. What was it like at the beginning of the year for you, Cole?
It felt a lot different. Coming from track, a lot shorter mileage and a lot different training, but the workouts have pushed me a lot. These two have pushed me a lot. And it was just a lot different, but I like it a lot.
Talk about your progression from the start of the year to now, finishing second at the state qualifying meet.
Yeah, I had a lot of great family advice from my Uncle Matt. He was a great cross-country runner, and he just said, let God take the wheel and let your training progress over the year, and you'll soon get faster.
Were you nervous at all at the start of the state qualifying meet?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was really nervous. I didn't know what to expect being my first time out there, and I knew that we had a great shot of qualifying for state, both as an individual and a team, and just got out at the start of the race and never looked back.
So what have these guys told you about the Fort Dodge course?
They said it's really cold, but also...
I don't think it's going to be cold this weekend. I think it's going to be all right.
Yeah.
I think it'll be good. So again, just a freshman, what do you think your high school career might end up being?
Hopefully a lot of involvement in running and other extracurricular activities. But I really enjoy running. I know my family likes to watch me run. And, yeah, hopefully a lot of running.
You know, I wish we were on YouTube or something like that because you got all dressed up for this. You look great.
Thank you.
All right. We're back with more on the River City Sports Review brought to you by First Gateway Credit Union. First Gateway Credit Union Foundation brought big smiles and brand new shoes to every student at Comanche Elementary. Through their Credit Union Kicks program, hundreds of kids received new tennis shoes and socks, helping them start the school year with confidence, comfort, and joy. They couldn't have done it without the amazing support of the community, volunteers, and school staff. Help keep the momentum going. Donate to Credit Union Kicks by visiting firstgateway.org or by stopping any of their branch locations. Follow Facebook to see all the happy faces. See which school they'll be visiting next. Every step matters. Every child counts. First Gateway Credit Union, member NCUA. Well, we talked to the athletes. Now we're going to talk to their coach, Eric Olson, of course, Kyle's father. So you have to be proud of what your boy did, a couple of sub-16, 5Ks.
Yeah, oh, for sure. He's put in a lot of miles and a lot of time, and he just makes a lot of really good choices with diet and sleep and that sort of thing, and it takes a lot of commitment, and that's kind of what we preach to all the boys. If you want to be at your best, you have to make the choices that are going to lead to it.
So you kind of knew what you were going to get from your son and from Adam.
Yeah.
Talk about how Cole has progressed for you.
Oh, we're pretty excited for Cole to progress the way he did. We knew he was going to be pretty good as a freshman. He had some really good eighth grade mile times and stuff like that, and we've known the family for years, and we know that there's a lot of genetics there that help him out, and he just but he's a great kid. He works super hard, positive kid all the time, and those are the qualities that it takes to be successful, you know.
Positive
mindset and hard work.
I was looking at the time. I mean, he just edged out Kyle to get second, so I mean, what was that like for him?
Oh, I think that was a great confidence boost for him. You know, we sat Kyle at the conference meet for being, because he's dealing with a little bit of illness, and we were trying to get him back for districts, and we were just hoping that he'd be ready to go, and we didn't really know where he was going to end up. And so when he was out in the lead, and then we just watched Cole and Adam slowly tracking him down throughout the race, and we thought, this is pretty exciting to have all three of them together like that. And yeah, I was really excited when Cole kind of nipped him at the end there. That's going to fuel the fire for both of them, I think, going into next week. So
I mean, you won the state qualifying meet. You get to go to state. It's got to be more than just those three guys.
It sure is. We have a great team. We've got really 10 solid guys that really compete and work hard together all of the time. And then we've got two or three or four more that really, you know, are pushing into that top 10 group. And right now with Liam Kinraid, Lucas and Lane Johnson, James Garrison, Cameron Zimmer, Beck Miracle and Elias Kinraid, between the 10 of them, I think we could put any one of them into the race and we would feel pretty comfortable that we're going to still run really well. So it's nice to have that depth.
You know, that I ran cross country and I mean, the top five score for you, but if 6 and 7 can get ahead of some of the other teams' runners, that's big.
Yeah, it makes a huge difference. If you broke down the district meet a little bit, you would see that our 6 and 7 beat a lot of fives, which just helps our score and hurts theirs, which is, you know, creates a bigger spread between points, which, you know, that's what we're looking for. We want to put as much distance between us and the other team as possible. So
where are you seated at right now going into the state meet, Eric?
They've got us ranked 6th right now going in, which I think is pretty fair. It'll be a dogfight, really. I think the top three teams are pretty solid unless one of them has just a bad day.
Mm-hmm.
They're pretty well locked into those top three spots. And then after that, it's wide open between 4th and about 10th. And I told the boys we could run our best and we could be 10th and we could run our best and we could be 3rd or 4th. So you just go and run your best and see what happens. And can't control the other teams and what they're doing and how they're feeling, but if we can control what we control, we can do big things. So,
and finally, final question for you. You've got Cole and certainly Kyle coming back. How does the rest? I mean, you've got some good underclassmen. How does it look for the future?
It looks great. We've got, you know, three freshmen right now that have been running varsity fairly consistently all year. Kyle is a junior coming back to lead as a senior. Liam Kinraid's a junior, and he's been running our 4 spot almost all year. We're only losing the two seniors, and yeah, Cam Zimmer is also a sophomore. We've got out of our top 7, 5 of them coming back. Out of our top 8, 6 of them coming back. So, yeah, it's pretty exciting for the future for sure.
Bodes well, no doubt about that. Hey, best of luck out there in Fort Dodge to the Sabres.
Yeah, thank you, and thank you for everything, Gary.
No problem. Back with more on the River City Sports Review, brought to you by First Gateway Credit Union.
As a parent, I like to do all I can to support my daughter's school. Now that Clinton National Bank offers a School Spirit debit card, I use that card every time I make a purchase. It's a great feeling knowing that every dollar I spend, a percentage is given back to her school. Talk about showing my school spirit. It's one of the best ways to do it. Ask about the School Spirit debit card at any Clinton National Bank location. Member FDIC.
See RHA Service of Clinton for an energy-efficient train system that delivers cooling, heating, and beyond. So when your head hits the pillow, no matter the season, the conditions in your home will be perfect, and you won't have to worry about high energy costs. Your train dealer, RHA Service, knows that your cooling and heating bills shouldn't prevent a good night's sleep, no matter the season. Count on RHA Service, 524 3rd Avenue South, Clinton. Phone them at 242-4563. It's hard to stop a train.
Welcome back, everyone, to Rastrelli's. Well, it is back to football. We're talking with Derek Irwin, head coach at Eastern Valley. Coach, you got that first-round win, and, gosh, you only put up 80 points, Derek.
Yeah, only 80.
So I would imagine Keegan and Callen added to their already amazing numbers.
Yes, they did. Not as great, you know, as Keegan has been historically for us. We were able to get the ground game going. Aiden Fetterson on the ground had about 280 yards for us and 4 touchdowns. So that was a real nice breakout game for him, and we were able to just kind of get behind him and fall into the win.
I mean, was it always your guys' game? Were you always out in front?
We were. We never trailed. Belle Plaine did a real nice job, you know, keeping themselves in the game, and you got to tip your caps to them because that is a really good football team with a couple really good runners. So they were able to kind of keep it close for a while, and then we made some second-half adjustments, and the third quarter came out and kind of put it out of reach.
So, I mean, what's the attitude of the boys after going through that first round pretty handily?
Well, anytime you can get a playoff win, that's extremely exciting, you know, for a team and a community. So the boys are real excited and looking forward to this week.
And now you've got to travel.
Yes.
And it's always a lot of travel.
It always seems
like Gladbrook, Rhinebeck. We've been there before, haven't we?
We have. This will be the third time in about 6 years, I believe, that we've been there. First two times coming in 2019 and 2020. So we're familiar with it, and, you know, we know what it takes, and we're excited for the opportunity.
So what about this year's group of athletes at Gladbrook, Rhinebeck?
Well, they do a real nice job up there because it seems like they got athletes up there every year. And once again, they've, you know, got a nice group of athletes, and they've gone to a 9-0 record so far, and they're the defending state runner-up, so we'll have our hands full. But like I said before, we're really excited about, you know, the position we're in and the work we put in, so see what we can do on Friday night.
What are the keys to their game?
They've got a running back who's a stud. And they give him the ball, and he just runs downhill, and he's very hard to bring down. He's a hard runner. Like I said, a real good football player. And then they got a couple guys, you know, around him that kind of complement his game. One thing they do different than the Gladbrook that we play in the past is they throw the ball a little bit more. So we got to be honest with that, and if we can, you know, stop the run game and also be honest with the pass.
You guys have had great balance throughout the course of the year. Of course, you take a look at Lee and Messerich, but as you pointed out, all of a sudden you're getting the ground game with Sutterson.
Absolutely. We've kind of always known what we had with Aiden, and he's only a sophomore yet, which sometimes you got to kind of sit back and think, oh, that's, you know, he's only a sophomore, and we really relied on him heavy last year and this year, and, you know, a lot of times, and to see him take that big step, that was really awesome.
Keys to this ball game, Coach?
If we can continue to run the ball the way we did last week and also stop their run. We know it's going to be a dogfight, and it's going to take a lot, and we're going to have to play real clean. But like I said, we're really excited, and we're going to see what we can do on Friday night.
Appreciate the time. We'll catch up with you next week.
Thanks,
hopefully,
Gary.
Talking about your next game. Now, are the pairings set yet, or do they redo that?
They are. So we're in a pod, and we take care of business on Friday. Things go our way. We'll play the winner of Turkey Valley and Edgewood-Colesburg.
And a possibility that might be at your place, or?
No shot.
Okay.
No shot. They actually seed them now, so it's 1-4, and we're the four in our pod. So
it'd be nice to get Edgeville again.
Yeah, I mean, we'd like that rematch.
Yeah, no. Very appreciated.
So, thank you, Gary.
Back with more on the River City Sports Review.
Come to Porter's Convenience Store on Lincoln Way, where they feature top quality Phillips 66 gasoline. Get more for your money with Phillips 66 fuel. On these cooler mornings, start the day with Porter's breakfast bowl or sandwich and their signature coffee. During the day, the famous Porter Burger, and they have all your beverage and snack needs, ice and bait. Porter's Convenience Store, 1512 Lincoln Way, Clinton. See them for Phillips 66 full-clean gasoline.
At the Pate Funeral Home, they know that experience makes the difference. Experience, the trustworthy companion of years of service, brings a heightened sensitivity to family feelings. The ability to anticipate a wish never voiced. Count on the Pate Funeral Home and Cremation Service at 2308 Pershing Boulevard, phone 242-3344. Three generations of family service in business since 1921. The Pate Funeral Home of Clinton.
Welcome back to Rustrelli's. We're going to talk cross country once again. Delaney Holman is here with us from Comanche. And Delaney, congratulations. Fifth at the state qualifying meet. Tell us about that run.
It was a pretty good run. I was pretty confident going into it, but not counting out any of my competitors because you never know what's going to happen. I just went out there, ran my race, did what I could do, and it ended up working out for me. So it was a good race.
How have you prepared yourself to be somebody who has finished fifth at a state qualifying meet as a junior? Talk about the time and effort you put in.
Well, this past summer was my second summer actually doing a full training in the summertime, and I put in a lot of work, just a lot of miles, getting that base in, and then some more speed work towards the end of the season, and paid off.
Now, you were out there last year, right?
Yes.
Okay, so what can you gain from that experience?
Just knowing when the hills are going to come up, when the turns are going to be, and just having that experience to go out and, compete.
How has this season gone for you, Maine? Have you always been up there toward the top?
Last year was a little bit more of a rough season. I was out of top 15 a few of the times, but my goal is always, because we run a lot of different types of meets, a lot of small meets since we're smaller school, but then a lot of bigger meets too. And my goal is always to stay top 15. And this year I've improved a lot. I broke 20 for the first time, and I think that's definitely because of the consistency and all the work and a lot of praying, but yeah.
What about track? You going to get do anything in that?
I'm hoping.
Okay, yeah.
I've had a rough past 2 years in track. I'm definitely a cross-country girl.
Okay.
I heard the DeWitt boys talking before about how track's better, and I was looking like, I don't think so. I'm definitely a cross-country girl at heart, but hopefully this year I'm going to train more this winter, do some speed work, and hopefully improve in that too.
Would you see yourself more as like an 800, 1600 runner on the track?
I would say so. I feel like I get motion sickness running the 3,000, so I try to stay away from that race. But, yeah, I like the 1,500 and 800, kind of.
There you go, maybe a fourth. Well, so, Coach, what do you think? Are you excited about her opportunities out here?
Absolutely. We just talked about some, setting a couple different goals, big goal and then, a secondary goal. And the big goal is obviously to medal. She has a really good opportunity to do that, and then, I bumped up her secondary goal to top 25, top 30. But
so do you know who she's going to have to be with to get those goals?
Yeah, we talked about it. There's a really a heavy pack in the a small group of girls in the front that are going to be in the low 18s, and then kind of some higher 18s, and then the big pack of the sub 20s that are going to need to where she's going to need to be with in order to medal.
Now, you guys run Friday. Are you the first race?
We are the first race, 10:30.
Okay, so I can't imagine you're getting on the bus early Friday morning, right?
Nope, we're going out tomorrow after school.
Okay. You're staying at Ames Lake Central DeWitt, or are you going to go all the way to Fort Dodge?
We're going all the way there.
Going all the way to Fort Dodge, okay. So now, as a coach, I mean, coaching cross country has got to be tough because you have to run all over the place.
Yeah.
Fortunately, you're a runner, so that helps a little bit. But what is your strategy as a coach during a race like this for her?
She's on her own. She's put everything in. Like she's done what she's needed to do in the off season. She's done what she's needed to do during the season. We've given her all the tools. She's got the tools now, and it's time for her to just, use those. And we'll be. I mean, we're not going to not coach. We're out there. We're going to yell at her where what place she's in, where she needs to surge and things. But really, it's on her, and she's been. We've helped her along the way, and she'll be able to take it from there.
All right. One final question for you, Delaney, again. I know you ran there last year. How is that experience really going to benefit you come Friday?
It's just kind of given me some preparation, and I know all the girls that are going to be there, all the returners, girls older than me, same age as me, and I just know the competition well, so I know who I'm going to be keeping my eyes on and hoping to stay with and not let go throughout the whole thing, so.
Best of luck to you out there.
Thank you.
All right, back with more cross country right after this break.
Nelson Core Wealth Management is wearing jeans for charity. In exchange for getting to wear jeans to work on Fridays, they pay a $5 fine each week. At the end of the month, the money collected will go to charity. Nelson Core will match the fines collected each month up to $250. For more information, call 563-242-9042. The jeans for charity for October is Reach 848. Nelson Core Wealth Management with offices in Clinton, Davenport, and Dubuque. Visit our website at www.nelsoncore.com.
Domestic Plumbing of Clinton. Since 1932, this area has counted on Domestic Plumbing as the leader in steam and hot water boiling systems, as well as heating and air conditioning. The trained and licensed professionals at Domestic are there for residential, commercial, industrial, and institutional work. Join the long list of satisfied customers who have put their trust in Domestic Plumbing for over 90 years. Domestic Plumbing, 716 South 2nd Street, Clinton. Give them a call at 563-242-0022.
More cross country and more girls cross country. You got Corinne and Campbell Sattler and Aubrey Rivers, our female athlete of the month, had her on the air the other day. Corinne, you've been out there a couple of times, right?
Yep.
Third trip?
Yep, it is.
So how can you gain from that experience?
Really just knowing the course is definitely an advantage, and just the routine of things at state is a little different than all the other normal meets. So I think having that experience will definitely help me in the long term.
I know you ran pretty well last year, so you got good feelings about
Yeah. I mean, so far every year I PR, knock on wood, but hoping for another one this year will be nice.
Talk about your senior year of cross country.
Definitely exciting. It was super fun to have just a very successful team from the start. It was just like we all trained all summer together. We got to the real season, and we worked hard in practices. We had each other's backs every race. We were just improving and just honestly, like, praise to God, and just, like, having my sister pushing me, like, it really just made us all just super fast. Like, we were just so fast.
So I know she got you in one meet. So how
tough?
Two. Two meets.
I don't like to say, but yeah, she got me two.
How tough is that for big sisters?
I mean.
Or are you kind of proud of what
I'm kind of proud. Like, honestly, like, some people, like, say, oh, wow, you're listening to me. I mean, shoot, we're fast. I mean, like, I'm proud. Like, I wouldn't be as fast as I am right now if she wasn't pushing me. So I'm really glad she's going out there and taking risks because it's hard to take those risks. So she's a freshman. She's just letting it loose. I'm like, all right, let's go.
So you, of course, are a multi-sport athlete. Basketball is next on the horizon. I know what you guys did last year. You got a pretty good player coming back to the Clinton system. You got to be excited about
that. Oh, I'm so excited. We played really well this summer in the Sterling League and just at some travel games. And, like, we beat Sterling. They were some top state people in Illinois. And just, like, the whole team coming back plus Jay, like, it's just going to be it's going to be different. It's going to be fun.
And what about track? You did so well breaking the school record in the 800.
I'm so excited for track. I know the girl from Comanche said she's not a track girl. I'm a track girl. I love the 800, 400, but it's my thing. Hoping for some more PRs, new school record, try and get that lower so Campbell's not getting close to that. But, you know, super excited for it.
You were worried about that last year when you broke the record. You were telling her, I hope I can get as far enough away from her.
She's already talking about breaking. I'm like, no, you're not. I got to get it down so she can even get close.
Usually at meets, I mean, they've got you in like a couple of 800s.
Four events, yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
3.8s and a 4 was what I was normally doing.
Yeah.
So it's a little tough.
Yeah, but you seem to handle it all right.
Love it.
And final question, what about coming up on Friday? I mean, Saturday. You guys run Saturday.
Yep. Super excited. Know exactly what I need to do. Just need to pray, and God will handle it for me.
All right. Let's swing it over to the other senior now, Aubrey Rivers. We've already talked to her this week. Did you get to hear your interview?
No, I didn't.
Why not?
I was at parent-teacher conferences.
At 6:50 in the morning?
In the morning? Oh, shoot.
You thought it was in the evening?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. No, 6:50 in the morning. So anyway, you got to be excited about going out to Fort Dodge.
Yeah, I am. I've never been out there, so I'm excited to see the course, and I'm excited that I get to go with some of my teammates.
And you were telling me that you put in a lot of work over the summer. Obviously, it's benefited.
Yes.
Talk about that work.
I put in a lot of miles, and I got to go to, like, Oregon and California and run in, like, different atmospheres. So I was really thankful for that. And when I came back to Iowa, I just really wanted to put in the work that I learned to cross-country season.
And I know you guys have always been fairly close running together. Are you going to kind of key off these Sattler girls?
I just like to work with them. And in the race, you know, you never really know what's going to happen because we're all just, like, all in the same spot. But I'm really thankful that I get to run with them and compete with them to run really fast times.
What has Corinne told you about the course? Anything?
The hills apparently aren't so bad, so I'm excited to see the hills. And I heard the course isn't very loopy, so I'm excited to see how it is.
All right, well, best of luck out there.
Thank you.
Let's talk to the freshmen now. So you have got to have been thrilled with what you've done so far your freshman year. Were you expecting this?
I wasn't really expecting. I was hoping. I knew that having my sister there with me would help me through so many challenges that I was bound to face. I mean, working all summer with her has shown me that I can do things that I didn't know I could do. And then having Aubrey there right when we got in season, it was just a game changer. And so I'm so grateful that I'm able to do the things that I'm doing.
What has been the highlight for you so far this fall?
The highlight for me, honestly, just running with my sister. Like, I love our whole team, but, like, being able to see my sister in that race and, like, battle with her and take people together, it's just, like, a different feeling. Like, I've never had someone like that to do the things that we're doing.
people knew what you were going to be able to do as you were coming into high school. Did the expectations bother you at all?
I knew that there was knowledge of me being a Sattler and that I can do these things, but I didn't take it as it being a pressure on myself. Like, I knew that I needed to just let it go and let myself run the race, and things were just going to come with it.
I would imagine you've probably been out to watch your sister run.
Yeah.
So you know a little something about the course. While you were out there, did you just go out for a run on your own some?
Well, the state meet is definitely crazy. So, like, seeing the course and being able to run with the packs and see some more of the course as a whole, I think it will benefit me on Saturday.
So now, do you do any sports in the winter?
I've been between basketball and wrestling for a long time now, but I've decided I'm going to do wrestling.
Okay, there you go. You can do that. And are you a track girl like your sister? You're looking forward more to the track season?
I think that high school is just so different. I don't really know what I'm really into yet. Like, I've always enjoyed both, but with the different levels now, I think it's just going to be a whole new game. I'm going to figure it out as I go.
All right, well, best of luck out there to all three of you. I'm expecting big things from the River Queens, okay? All right, we'll talk to your coach right after this break for First Gateway Credit Union.
If you're in the market for a new car, it's time to let First Gateway Credit Union put you behind the wheel of your next vehicle. They offer competitive rates and flexible terms. New and used vehicle rates start as low as 5.35% fixed APR. Call 563-243-4121, visit firstgateway.org, or stop by any one of their 7 convenient locations. Savings federally insured by NCUA. APR is annual percentage rate. Other rates and terms available, subject credit approval. Other restrictions may apply.
That's funny.
Well, back, we're talking with now Gilman Schneeberger. Going to wrap up today's program. Bill left on me. Bill Mishevitz was here. He's gone now. So you get to...
Oh, I'm the closer tonight.
You're
okay.
Closer. Okay. Just talk to the girls. I know you're excited how they ran for you all year long. Unfortunately, Allie had some injury because she was a state qualifier and ran very well last year.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's it. On the journey of the season, there's always those things that come up, and we talk about it a lot with the kids. And, you know, Allie's journey changed dramatically. You know, after the North Scott meet, she kind of had a hip thing going on, and it progressively got worse. But, you know, we were able to kind of work with her, and ORA was great, and just kind of try to get her through because we knew we had an outside shot of making it as a team. But, you know, all of them were on their own path. Like, Aubrey just ran real aggressive early, and she kind of understood, like, I can do it. I can get up here. And I think Campbell's path is more of, like, be acclimated and then this learning that she can do it and learning to use Aubrey and Allie and her sister to try to reach her greatest potential. And Corinne's just been such a great leader for us. You know, she's always leading the workouts. She's the girl that, like, sets the pace and makes sure everybody's doing what they need to be doing and where they're supposed to be. And, you know, she's always communicating with me. And that, it's like another coach, you know, just the person you can, you know, because I do give the girls a lot of autonomy. I do let them choose a lot of the things we do. So, you know, everybody's kind of, you know, following their own path, and luckily it led the way it did. It got a little scary there with Aubrey. Man, that was tight at the end, but it worked out well in the end. So that was exciting for all of them.
I know you were hoping for great things for the team.
Yeah.
What about this season? I know you dealt with injuries
through
the year, but I think overall probably one of your better years.
Yeah, absolutely, especially on the girls' side. You know, we won a meet. We got top three several times. We had glimpses at moments, like we are one of the top 10 teams in the state, but we just couldn't maintain that. But we just saw growth all over the place. Even, you know, Natalia at 5, like, learned so much this season that I think that's only going to help her in the coming seasons in wrestling and track, and then again next year. So it was fun to see that many Clinton girls in the front all the time. And then that rubbed off on the boys' side. Like, I tell the kids, like, they also contribute to the workouts and pulling those girls along and working. And our boys team, they dropped a ton of time by the end of the season. And we have PRs all over the place. It's just in relation to where the conference is right now. It's just so strong. But those are celebrations that we can have and make sure that the kids know that you did the work, you got better, and we can still improve in the next few years.
I know in running and in swimming, it's always the build up, and then you got to taper a little bit, get ready for that meet. I would imagine the state qualifying meet is the one that you really focus on, and now as they say, the hay's in the barn, so now you're ready to go to state.
Yeah, absolutely. Coach Borger and I were talking about that just recently. Like, the workouts are pretty much just mental to keep them sharp. And, you know, I let the girls, it's kind of individualized. Aubrey likes to run a little bit longer, so she does some 1Ks, and Corinne and Campbell do some 400s today. We did some threes to kind of switch it up. But yeah, hay's in the barn, just making them feel good and getting them to believe it. You know, Coach Griswold and I talk about that a lot. It's like, it's whatever they believe at this point. Like, if you just need to stretch a little bit more and you don't need to do a couple of other things, like, that's great. But yeah, you know, and where we're at in terms of on bound, like, I think we can put four girls in the top 30 on a good day, on a great day. I mean, we're knocking on the door of the top 20, top 15. So we'll see. It's going to be a little breezy. It's going to be cold. And you know that some kids don't like getting out of the bus at that day, on days like that. So hopefully being a tough River Queen will pay off for us.
I would think you're expecting a big things from Corinne, and it looks like Campbell's just going to follow her sister.
Yeah. And you know, that was kind of the thing that we had to kind of coach too, is like siblings. We've all had, you know, most of us have them, and they can be rivalry, but they've just worked so well together. Yeah. And
like
yeah. And I think Corinne is, you know, set the table for Campbell, and I think she's going to be able to take it and run with it. And she's integrated herself so well with the rest of the team. I think she's really going to be a compliment in a lot of ways and just really continue to give us that tip of the sword on a lot of races. Yeah.
I liked her answer when I was asking about the expectations coming in.
Yeah.
And she said the Sattler name, and that's certainly a name known in running.
Yeah, especially around here, you know, and that can also play some tricks on some kids, you know, and I think that she did a really great job of, like, knowing what her path was. And that was the first thing I told her on the first race. I was like, you're just Campbell, and you just do what Campbell does, and that's all we need you to do. And I think she grew into that role. And then I think as she got going and got her sea legs under herself, you could see then she was running with pride and running with – and not that she was never prideful, but she knew she could handle it. Because she was right, going from 2 miles or a mile and a half to 5K. That's a big jump.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was cool to see her development throughout the year.
Okay, have fun out there. Best
Thank
of luck
you
to
so much.
Queen.
It'll be a great trip. And, you know, like for Aubrey and Corinne, what a great way to go out on this season. So hopefully we can come back with some great times and some good memories.
Glad you could make it.
Thanks.
Back with more right after this.
Hi, it's Sarah at Classic Body Works, Clinton's go-to full-service auto body shop. We've been family-owned and operated for 40 years. Our state-of-the-art facility and certified technicians can repair all makes and models. From potholes to parking lot mishaps, we don't only restore your vehicle, but we also restore your peace of mind. Stop in today for a free collision estimate or call to schedule a wheel alignment or oil change, 563-243-2688. Again, that's 563-243-2688.
Community, a word so simple, so human, a word that in itself connects us with one another. At Park Vista, community is created by one thing, the people within it. Community is planting flowers with your neighbor and feeling proud as you watch them grow. Community is telling jokes at dinner and laughing until your belly hurts. Community is uniting together when things get tough. At Park Vista Convention, community is more than just a place. It's a feeling. Call now to schedule your tour.
Park Vista, a senior living community in Comanche. Call 563-447-7447.
Welcome back, everyone, to Rastrelli. Certainly want to thank Rastrelli's. Jariah did a great job tonight. She had her hands full here. We had a bunch of athletes. We had the coaches here as well. We're getting toward the end of that fall sports season, of course. We are going to get Coach Nate Herrick here next week. We're in conferences. Patrick Lower of Fulton, he's going to be back to recap his season. Hoping to get Barry Schrader. The River Queens are getting ready for their final district meet. And, of course, the girls' wrestling is going to be getting underway. Bowling is going to be getting started. And, of course, won't be long, basketball as well. So coming up tomorrow, we've got the Thursday night football game, Baltimore at Miami. Friday, going to be with Central DeWitt up at Dubuque, taking on Waller Catholic. Iowa has their bye week. We got college basketball for you, or football, excuse me. Penn State at Ohio State, pregame at 10:30. The Monday night game will have Dallas hosting Arizona. And then again, we are right back here next Wednesday for another edition of the River City Sports Review. Once again, our thanks to Mike Rastrelli and his staff here at Rastrelli's 238 Main Avenue. KROS Sports, produced by Paul Dimkowski. Gary Detterman, thanking you for listening.
And that is tonight's KROS River City Sports Review Show, live from Rastrelli's, 238 Main Avenue. Join us next week as KROS Sports Director Gary Dennerman interviews local coaches and student athletes about their sports programs, what happened in last week's game, and what's up next for their teams. The River City Sports Review is brought to you by First Gateway Credit Union, with 7 convenient locations to serve you. The River City Sports Review has been a KROS Sports presentation.